Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain. What are you? You're turning to camera now?
Yeah, I was just doing something cute for our viewers.
Oh, well, maybe clue me in next time before you start.
Our patrons get the video right away.
Okay. And this is I Can Explain.
The podcast where we answer the questions that you were too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is Q and Gay 17.
Whatever's in the title.
So 17. Yeah. Once again, we're deferring to the title. Mm-hmm. You'll read it before I do.
It's going to be great. Before we get started, a huge shout out to all of our patrons and an extra special shout out to Aiden, Emily, Olivia, Liz, and Serena. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast. We appreciate you so much. If you want to become a patron, you can click the link in our bio over on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. It links you there. We have a special patron movie brunch coming up. And
no, it's already happened.
Oh, it's already happened when I'm saying this?
Yeah.
Well, there will be another movie.
And it was very fun.
So fun. And I can't wait for the next one. So become a patron and then you'll be able to join in our next movie brunch. There's also Discord and other benefits like actually getting video of this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is really fun because you have just not been posting it to YouTube.
No,
so
I haven't.
It really at this point is now a Patreon exclusive.
It's one of those things is like if you're just a listener, you may or may not get the video. It's going to be hit or miss per week. But if you're a patron, you will.
There you go.
So there you go.
Which is, I think, a selling point.
I
especially
think so
when Bree's going to stare into camera without telling me. But
well, I'm trying to, you know, switch it up a little bit.
No, I don't like it. You're trying to be like the relatable one, like the cute one. You're trying to serve friendly and I'm not.
Look at my Disney shirt. I'm a
Disney
adult. See,
too friendly. You're serving relatable queen.
I love this for me. Is it bright enough in here? I feel like if we were sitting closer, it would be bright enough. Like, this looks good. I look amazing. Back here, it looks dark and dingy.
I literally feel like I'm on the surface of the sun. Do you want me to kick this bitch up?
Yeah, kick it up.
It's already so bright, Brandon.
I know, but it's for the looks, which is what's important. Yeah.
It's literally on maximum... Bright.
I still think I'm too dark back here. Like, I like it when it's like this.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. Stop going to Vegas and getting tanned.
I mean, yeah.
It is literally bouncing off my skin that's never seen sunlight. So.
Oh, my God. I look amazing.
You do look amazing.
The patrons can see it on video. Housekeeping notes. Do you have any?
I don't think so, honestly. I think my...
Oh my God, I don't either. This is our first time in 800 years where we don't have housekeeping.
Well, we didn't do housekeeping for 800 years, so now it feels like we're back to the old days.
You're right. People are like, thank fucking God. I don't have to fast forward this.
Considering half of our episodes are housekeeping now.
That's all it is. It's spring. Housekeekeeping part
27.
It's
spring cleaning. Spring. Just like the long forgotten episode that you wouldn't let me record.
We are never doing spring. I brought that up to some people in my life and they all agreed that was a terrible idea.
Do these people in your lives have seasonal allergies? Exactly.
I'm sure they do. How many people would you say, what percentage of people suffer from seasonal allergies?
Probably like, I'm guessing like 50 to 75. I think it's a lot of people.
Holy fuck.
I'm going to go with 50.
Do people even want to be
what
like...
What percentage of Lusks have seasonal allergies? 200. Because we're taking it from people that don't at this point.
You're also just very sensitive to your seasonal allergies. Like, I feel
just
like...
in general, I'm just a little sensitive pee.
I feel like seasonal allergies are like gluten intolerance. Like, some people die because of it and some people are just like, it's a minor inconvenience.
If I had a kid that had a peanut allergy, I would send them to war.
Wow. I strangely agree.
It just seems like a lot. And anybody out there that has a peanut allergy, I'm so sorry for you. But it just seems like a lot.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It also just seems like, what are you supposed to make them for lunch? Just like...
jelly sandwiches?
No peanuts? What do kids eat these days that don't have peanuts?
What about just handfuls of raw peanuts? Like, what am I going to do with that snack that I love? Uncooked, unsalted peanuts in the shells. Shells included.
It's so crazy these days how schools are like... you can't bring anything to them.
If you bring like
a peanut, a single peanut.
You might as well have brought like a pipe bomb. Like, actually, though,
the sirens start going off.
They like hang you up in the like tie you to the playground, making all the other parents like throw tomatoes at you.
Literally.
Yeah.
Actually, though. Okay. Well, I'm glad we.
Hopefully, I never have kids. Like, that's
Don't say that now. Don't wish that on yourself. What if you change your mind? You want kids down the line.
But then what if I'm like, oh, yay, kids. And then they come out peanut.
Honestly, I think they will for you based on this.
Karma.
The karma is going to hit you right where it hurts, in the peanuts.
In the peanuts. Couldn't agree more.
Okay.
So should we, this is not advice.
This is not advice.
This is question and answer about us, life, being gay. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
There's
no
still
advice.
Some people that are always confused still, and they still be like, oh yeah, I have a question. What should I do about my ex-girlfriend? I'm like,
here, I'm going to clear this up right now. And this is going to be so clear for you as well. Okay. Q&A, unspecific advice, every 10 on the zeros.
Okay.
Specific advice, well, you asked, every 10 on the five. Didn't that make so much sense to you?
No, I have no fucking clue what you just said.
I know.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What the fuck? Have you ever had a rodent or wild animal scurrying around in your house?
Yeah. Not my apartment. My parents had mice because my mom, as a kid, put a giant sack of bird feed on the ground of their garage and just beckoned in like a mouse apocalypse.
Mm.
And we had this cat named Snowball.
Okay.
That was like a stray. Okay. Our neighbors, who were awful, moved across the country and left their cat.
Uh-huh.
So he was a stray for like 6 months, and we eventually got him into our house after he like literally terrorized the neighborhood cats and like literally just beat the shit out of every animal he could find.
Nice.
So we got him into our house. Eventually he had like mange. He had like holes burnt in his ears from like where I assume he like nestled up to like a car pipe to like stay warm in the winter. Anyways, so we nursed him back to health. And then when the mice were in the garage, we just put him in the garage and then put an ice cream bucket, and he would just hunt them and then just drop their corpses in the bucket. But then sometimes you'd go and there'd only be like half a mouse, and you'd be like, Snowball, did you take a little off the top?
That was fucking disgusting.
So yeah, that was my experience with rodents.
But wow, how smart.
Yeah.
My dad, speaking of peanuts,
speaking of rats,
had this thing where at our old house, the house I grew up in, there was like blue jays in the backyard, quite a few of them.
Okay.
And I don't know why he started this, but he started putting peanuts out on the railing for the blue jays. And then they would come and they'd get them, right?
If this was 2022,
no.
The blue jay at school would come for you.
Yeah. And so then they would come.
Have you seen a blue jay recently?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was like, did we lose them? Did we cook them off with the earth?
They're still
going?
Still
good for them.
Around,
yeah. I didn't know if global warming took them.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. they're smart as fuck. And they would come back every day to collect these peanuts. Okay? Okay. It got to the point that if my dad didn't put them out, they would start pecking on the windows.
I love that.
And I was like, holy shit.
Supply
this
and demand, baby.
Crazy. And then my dad kept, like, they would peck. He would go out there. He'd put the peanuts, whatever. And my mom got to the point where she was like, hey, we can't do this anymore because we literally have, like, a bird sanctuary, like, pecking on our windows every day if you don't put peanuts out.
We have, like,
out.
Assailants at our window
literally,
every day.
Quite haunting. So, anyways, my dad was like, okay, I won't put out peanuts for a few days. Hopefully they'll forget about it and they'll move on.
Birds, first of all, never forget.
They never forget.
They never forget.
Two of them. Sean just fixed my mic.
You literally sometimes will look and you'll be like,
two of them?
Mike's like behind my head. Two of them flew down. We had an old school wood fire chimney. Flew into the chimney, out of the chimney.
Mauled your dad.
No joke. They were flying around the fucking house. Like, this is the scariest thing ever. I have such a fear of birds because of this, because of the speed and the flapping and the fact that we couldn't get them out. And they were like, ah! like through the fucking house. And we were terrified. We're like, take all the peanuts. I don't know how we ever got rid
like
of them.
When we were kids, we were just like vibing in the house and suddenly there was like the loudest noise ever. And we went to and we were like, oh, a bird hit the window. And we go into the driveway and not just a regular bird hit the window, a fucking hawk hit the window.
My fucking God.
And then we were like, okay, well now we just have this hawk corpse on our driveway. And so we were picking it up, came back to life.
Oh my God. That's
and
haunting.
You know what's terrifying? Being in close proximity of a hawk. Yeah, it was like,
yeah. I hate this. Yeah. Like, I'm fearful right now.
So no rodents for you, just very aggressive blue jays.
Okay, so for the time stampers, the first 10 minutes is birds and rodents. Someone asked, who's older, Brie or Google? Fuck you.
Probably you.
Oh my God.
Literally, when was J-Lo's? Oh, that was Google image search. Isn't that wild?
What?
That Google image search came to be because of J-Lo's Versace dress.
Really? I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. That's fucking iconic.
Yeah, because so many people were trying to look for it. And then they were like, oh, we should just add like an image search.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That is so fucking crazy.
Yeah. I wouldn't happen for lesbian on the couch in a Disney sweater. I'll tell you that much.
Well, that's like YouTube with the Janet Jackson moment.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It like popped off because like it went from like nothing, no one was searching it, to that and everyone was searching for the video of it happening.
Wow.
So,
in demand.
What breed of a dog are you?
Oh, God. Should we say it for the other person?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like you are...
You're like a little schnauzer.
Why?
I just think you're a schnauzer.
Why?
Because I just see them walking down the street and I think that looks like you.
I think that was a slur. Like the gray ones?
The ones that look kind of like, they look like they could be Scottish. Like they've got like the
I'm
little hair.
Irish.
Schnauzer. I'm going to make sure. Yeah, this is you. This is 100%. I'm confirming on Google Images. Like, tell me that's not you. That is you.
I kind of get it. It does. No, it kind of gives me like an old man with a monocle vibe.
Yeah, that's you right there.
What the fuck?
I don't know why, but this, like when I look at this dog, I think that's Sean.
Right.
It just, I think it's just like that one's too happy. That one's having too good of a time.
Yeah.
But you're telling me that isn't you as a dog?
Kind of.
It is.
Yeah, I do see
it. Like, you just have to accept it because, like, I feel like if you had that dog.
Yeah.
And you were sitting on a park bench with it, people would be like, oh, yeah, I get it.
Which one's which?
Which one's which?
Who's walking who?
I just don't know why that just popped into my brain. And I thought, that's totally which one Sean is.
Okay.
I feel like you're not afraid to, like, piss people off. And those things can be pretty, like, yippy. But they love the people they love. But then anyone that, like, gets in the way, they're, like, very territorial.
See, that's what I was going to say, that you were, like, a Pomeranian. Like, small and cute. And, like, to people that know them well,
yeah.
So sweet. Yeah. But if you fuck with one,
they go fucking
they
berserk.
They go off.
Can we talk about how we're both small, annoying dogs?
Yeah. We're both small, annoying people. I'm not small. I am annoying though. But Pomeranians are really cute. You're cute.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Schnauzers are cute.
And they're really furry.
I am very furry.
Yeah.
That's true. That is very true. That's a good point. That's
like,
something.
Like, how does something that small have that much hair?
Like literally, you know? Honestly, fuck all of our listeners. Why is Brianne so old and short?
Great question.
Then follows it up with love you guys. I don't love you too. This is
I
fucking
love you guys.
Bullshit. Like, where's the bullying of you?
One day you're going to have to answer these things, Brie. Why are you so old and short? The people demand answers.
Oh, my fucking God. So many people ask so many good questions this time.
Oh, yay.
You're
not reading any of them.
Do you consider yourself a plant gay?
So many people are asking great questions as I literally can see your thumb just scrolling and scrolling.
Well, I figured I better get to the start and then I'll work back.
Do I consider myself a plant gay?
Mm-hmm.
No, and I have controversial opinions on plant gays. This could be my first time getting canceled.
Your first? Jesus. You're like 17th, at least.
I don't know. I feel like
this
I'm
year.
Just so like cool, calm, and collected, and not controversial.
Okay.
I think that plant gays are concerning.
Why?
Mostly because, like, I understand the want to have plants, and I like a few plants.
Okay.
But I also think there's, like, a weird subset of design that is very, like, gay-focused that people, and I know I'm going to be calling a lot of people out right now.
Yeah, you are.
So get ready. A lot of people think that, like, plants are design.
Oh, I get that.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like,
so as an interior designer, you're like, it that's stresses not, me out.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
And people will always be, it looks amazing. And I'm like, it does. First of all, it looks like there's a lot of, like,
plants.
You nailed that one. It looks like a lot of insects could live in your house, which stresses me out.
Oh, don't you don't like all the crevices.
No.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I don't know. I think it stresses me out as somebody that doesn't like clutter, because I think plants, like, plant gaze and clutter are synonymous.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Sorry, like everybody out there.
I'm so sorry. I'm starting a new podcast that's called I Love Plants. I'm taking all the listeners with me.
Okay, a little meat eater.
I like both meat and plants. I love eating all of it.
Mm.
Anything.
Would you consider yourself a plant gay?
No.
What the fuck? Okay.
No, I have like four. I feel like I have a reasonable amount of plants.
I think you have
four plants.
Almost like the fewest plants of anyone I know.
Yeah, I have one big plant.
You have one on your counter.
Three on our counter. Oh. And then that's fucking it.
Yeah, you don't. You're not
four plants.
I think you have less plants than I do.
One, two. Three,
I do have these two four, cactuses, five, though, yeah, that somebody gave me years ago, and they are honestly, like, really killing the game. They just keep getting taller and taller. I also, do you see, what is that thing called? I called it a spider plant, but it's not a spider plant.
I don't fucking know. Ask the
plant. I should post a photo of it. It's like a spiky plant.
No one's going to help you now.
Well, like, anyways, it was like a spiky plant, and it started out as three little spikes, no exaggeration, this big. Mm-hmm. They were this big. Okay. I look like I'm...
I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know.
But it's turning me on.
I was going to say, they started like probably 2 or 3 inches tall, and now look what it's become. And people keep telling me to repot it.
Don't do that.
I'm so scared that if I repot it, it's literally going
to... I've tried to do that with plants.
I'm scared of giving it too much power.
It's going to take over.
Like, I think if it's in a bigger pot, it's going to use that pot.
You're starting to sound like a plant gay.
I don't know.
That, like, cares about plants.
No, because I want it to not succeed. You see, that's the issue. A plant gay would be like, I want it to flourish. I'm like, you're going to take over my apartment if I let you.
You're like, I'm going to smother you in this tiny pot.
I sneak up on it at night. Not today.
Fuck. Okay. See, this is advice. I'm not going to read it, but there's some advice in here, and I will be sending personalized letters of anger.
Defamation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Gabers. This episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch. And honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
What's your fave go-to queer hangout spot?
Oh, what's yours?
Mm.
You don't really have any.
I don't have any.
Because you're women loving women. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like, there's places and pop-ups in Vancouver that I enjoy. And I used to like a certain space that now I don't like anymore because it's just infiltrated with gay men. I'm over it. And yeah, I would say if you are coming to the Vancouver area or you're looking for spaces that are centered around women and non-binary folks, femme presenting folks, babes on babes, Lick Fan City. These are their Instagram handles. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't have, like, it's actually sad. I don't have, like, a spot where I really feel like it's centered around not necessarily just people like me, because I don't need to be in a space where it's just, like, a reflection of me, but where I feel like, oh, yeah, this is, like, a zone for me.
Yeah.
Like, and people within the community that don't fit in the box of cis gay male.
Yeah. I like Fountainhead.
I love.
I feel like you do too.
I love Fountainhead. No, but I just love how long-winded my answer is, and you're like, I like Fountainhead.
Well, I've quite a few to choose from. So
I really like Fountainhead. I also like, for a night out, I really enjoy Numbers.
Yeah.
Numbers. But that's like, I'm going there with the expectation of
fighting a gay man,
being predominantly gay males. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I mean. Like, there's nowhere where I'm like, oh, this is like my favorite feel good. Like queer space as a lesbian, I feel like this is my spot. Like, yeah. I don't have one of those. Yeah. I have spaces I like to go to because I enjoy them, but they're definitely not what I would like dream of as a queer space.
We were just talking about this as well. There's not a lot of like cool spots. Queer hangouts.
No.
Or like somewhere you can get like a nice like drink or like a beer. It's always like, do you want like a highball?
Yeah. And I'm getting kind of jealous because I'm seeing, which is kind of sad, because I'm seeing so many spaces or like places around North America that are finally starting to get these like cool spots. And oh, you're doing the thing.
Yeah, do you want to do the thing?
I'll do the thing. I'll do the thing too.
Let's do the thing.
Folks, we're doing the thing.
We're doing the thing. Time stampers.
We did the thing. 20 minutes.
21 minutes doing the thing.
That are starting to get these cool spots. And like, obviously I want to be so happy for them because I'm like, oh my God, like that sounds like a dream. Like, for example, I just stumbled across on Instagram. If anyone knows any of the owners, I want to go down there and do a fucking meet and greet. So please slide into their DMs. But in Portland, they just opened or are opening like fucking next week. A Women Loving Women owned
sports bra.
Yeah. Did you see this?
Also iconic name. Yeah.
I thought, what a smart name, because it's inclusive, but it also
drives the point.
It gives a nod to who that space is for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's sports bras.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean that it's just a lesbian space. It's not just for bisexuals. It's not, you know, non-binary folks are obviously welcome. It's just, but it makes it clear that like this isn't just a regular gay bar.
Yeah.
It's for gay cis males.
I love it.
And I fucking loved it. And I saw that pop up and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so happy for that city and that space. And like, I want it to flourish, but also it just makes me like increasingly sad of the lack of cool shit we have in Vancouver, specifically for queer women.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's easy to complain about, like, I know everyone goes, well, go do something about it. But like, Vancouver especially is so like expensive that even trying to
casually start something.
Yeah, there's a lot of areas, like especially in the States, that have just like geographically more space.
Yeah.
And more areas that are more industrial where you can open up like a queer owned brewery, or you could open up like a cool place like sports bra. And which I fucking love that name. That's so great.
Yeah.
But in Vancouver it is just so hard to do, and I know there's like a lot of local leaders that have been putting on events for ages that would probably absolutely love to create a brick and mortar location. It's just so impossible to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's my sad and long-winded answer. But also I really enjoy Fountainhead.
Yeah.
It's a great spot. And I'm hopeful that people within the powers that be in Vancouver will start at least trying to create nights or
I do spaces. Also think that we do have a benefit in Vancouver that even if a place is not a specific queer space, a lot of businesses like breweries go out of their way to, you know, put a sticker at the door there or put a sign up or say like no discrimination of any kind is allowed, all this stuff. So I do genuinely feel like a lot of just spaces are queer spaces too.
Also, I know whenever we talk about this, I usually get at least like a couple DMs of people being like, in a really nice way, oh my gosh, I'm from a small town. We only have one gay bar. So like, you're even lucky to have options. And like, yeah. that is so fucking true. But I hear your statement, and I also would like to rebuttal that because there's only one gay bar and there's less of a population there, everyone has space in that gay bar.
Right.
Right. Because like, okay, is it ever sold out? Is it ever, you know, whatever. But what happens in Vancouver, and I'm not saying, oh, it's like harder here. It's definitely not. It's amazing that we have spaces and we have monthly events and all that. But what happens in Vancouver is like all these spaces sell out and all these spaces are booked every night.
Yeah.
So it does make a difference when a space doesn't claim to be centered around a certain community or communities within the LGBTQ plus community, because there are just like so many gay men in Vancouver that, you know, flock to these spaces and very much like take over. So it's weird because it's amazing that we have more options, but if those options are still filled with only one type of gay, then it doesn't really feel like we have a lot of options.
The Nightmare Squad also has a lot of options.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Okay, on to the next question. If you could banish one word or phrase from the English language, what would you remove?
We have housekeeping.
What? Oh my God, I'm so
Somebody
scared.
In our DMs said that you have been saying something wrong this entire time that I've been letting slip.
Okay, what?
It is that you say, I couldn't care less.
Oh, I've heard this one
when
before
you
in my
should
life.
Be saying, I could care less.
I could care less. Yeah. I know.
And I let that slip. I'm going to have to do a public apology. I should be absolutely roasting your grammar wherever I can. I let that slide. And I won't sleep tonight because of it.
I'm going to be very clear. I'm going to continue to say I could care less.
Right.
Because I've just said that my whole life and I've been corrected on it so many times. I'm like, it just makes sense
to me.
Well,
I couldn't care more about your awful
grammar. Like, it makes so much sense when I think about it. But I couldn't care less. I could care less. I could care less. See, I could care less makes more sense to me. Just the way it sounds, even though the meaning is wrong.
Which one is right now? I feel like it's one of those things that we've said it too many times and I'm already questioning.
I couldn't care less because you couldn't possibly care less.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
Oh, then I just flipped it this entire time.
So I could care less. It's also like for a while there, I was saying like something about like, you know, how you said people say like zero fucks given.
Yeah.
I was saying like fucks given or something.
A lot of fucks given.
A lot of fucks or like, I don't give however many fucks, I don't know what the fuck I was saying. And everyone kept being like, that means you give a fuck. And I was like, oh. So I think I switched that one.
Anyways, that's one that I'm going to let slide and I will continue to let slide because I honestly don't know which one it is.
You wouldn't be able to catch it.
I wouldn't be able to. It's too. It's like the double negative kind of vibe. It's just.
It's confusing. My brain's hurting
too much
just
quick
thinking
math.
About it.
So that one I will let slide. Pedestal, though, I could not let something that appalling slide.
Pedestal. How do you say it again?
Pedestal.
Pedestal. That doesn't sound right. Pedestal.
I also, every time you say sushi.
Sushi. What's wrong with sushi?
Oh, maybe it's not. There's one word that you just can't properly get
tofu.
The emphasis on. Tofu.
You don't like when I say
no.
Tofu.
Yeah, I still
Why?
Hate
What's
it.
Wrong with it?
It's bad.
What is it supposed to be?
Tofu.
Tofu.
No! The worst part is you staring in my eyes, being like, I'm doing it right.
I'm doing it.
Tofu. That's how you say it.
Tofu.
No.
Okay, well, anyways.
That's what I would banish.
Like, I'm wondering how I got to this place where I say so many things wrong.
Probably not showing up to school as often as you should.
I didn't miss a single day or class. Oh. I had perfect attendance in high school.
Just because you were present doesn't mean you were present. What's one word or saying you would banish?
I don't like when people use like potty language.
Like fart?
Yeah, like I hate that shit. Like it gives me the heebie-jeebies. I hate when people talk about that. I hate when people say like, I can't even say it out loud.
You also like hate when people talk about like their bodily functions.
I hate it. I think it was instilled to me when I was a kid that was like gross to do. Like by like my mom or something like that it was like inappropriate.
Yeah.
And there's something like deep within me that like if someone literally like talks about like farting, burping, like, I can't even say the word. Like,
shitting?
No, like, I'll say shit, fine. But, like,
pooping?
That word, it can't even come out of my mouth. I hate it. I can't
say it. Say it, you coward. Say it.
I can't say it.
Okay. So you would banish all, like...
Any, like, potty language. Like, for whatever reason, like, shit, piss, like, that kind of stuff doesn't... But it seems so juvenile, the other words. Like, I hate it.
I kind of agree with you, but I also think it's one of those things, like, mental health... That
I have mental health issues.
That you have issues with shitting, probably too. No, that it was. This is such a random way to view this, but I do think it's true. I think that parents and people that are older almost didn't talk about it so much that there were so many people probably living with like debilitating IBS, but like they just weren't talking to anybody about it. True. And now, like me to my friends, we're always like, oh, I had some weird shits this week, I'll tell you that much.
See,
and then we'll talk about it and we'll be like, we'll go through the chart. This literally happened like 2 weekends ago. We'll be like, what number were you hitting? Like a 7, a 4, you know? The poo chart.
I'm so happy that I was not.
Like one is like
this.
Pebbles.
Ew, like I can't do this anymore. Liquid. I'm not joking you. I literally can't do this. Like I literally hate it. I'm a lady and I don't want to talk about this. Yet I will talk about my menstrual cup. See, like I don't know where I draw the line.
And
but
like,
some things are totally
sucking
fine.
Dick and like.
But that's what I'm talking about. Like there's things that it's very clear to me that it makes no sense.
Yeah.
But like I have a visceral, like irritating reaction when people say those terms.
Right.
And it's like, it doesn't make sense to me. Cause like, I'm not a prude. Like, I know I just said I'm a lady, blah, blah, blah. But like jokes aside, like I will talk about like sex stuff. I will talk about like periods, menstrual cups. Like I'm not a prude, but it's just, it's the juvenile like language of it. And like very specific, like bodily.
What about
stuff.
If it's in my situation that it's not in like a funny way? It's just like a very matter of fact.
I don't like
what
it.
What does your shit look like this week?
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I think
it
you've
disturbs
probably
me.
IBS. What would I get? What
you
would
diagnosing I- me because I don't like to.
That's
talk
an IBS.
I'm actually very regular. My gut health is fantastic.
I know you've actually.
I've stepped.
Besides the fact that you won't talk about pooping, you
talk
do
about
talk
gut
about
health.
Gut health a lot.
You see, gut health is a more appropriate way to talk about it.
They're friends. They're best friends.
I know, but that's so. Just talk about gut health. Like, why do we got to talk
and
about
then
the
what
end
happens?
Result?
Like, where does it go?
If I was listening to this podcast, I'm not joking. If I was listening to this episode and we were having this
weeping,
conversation,
throwing up.
I wouldn't be listening anymore. I'd be like, this is annoying and stupid. Like, I hate this. Like,
but it's not even like in a joking way.
It doesn't matter. It gives me like a visceral reaction. Like, I'd literally be like, really? They're going to talk about like pee and I can't even say the other word.
Poop.
For a certain amount of time. Like, I would be like, these dumb fucks. Like, see you later. Like, I have a visceral reaction to
it. I can tell. I don't know if there's a word that I would get rid of. I don't like the word goopy.
Goopy.
You know, everybody says moist. Mm-hmm. That is so
that.
Stupid. Anybody that hates the word moist, snap out of it. Well, because we talked about this. Things that are moist are usually good. Pussy, cake.
Okay, but when we said this and you referred to a pussy as moist, I'm like...
But like, wouldn't you prefer that to like dry?
Like dry, yeah, definitely.
So like moist cake, dry cake. Like moist is not...
Moist is nice.
I think moist, like one person said it and everybody hopped on the bandwagon of like, we hate moist. Yeah. But moist for the most part is good. Unless it's like a cave that's moist, sure. But besides that, I think moist is good. You know what's not good?
Sure.
Goopy.
Goopy sucks.
Goopy. Anything goopy.
So bring back moist 2023. Get rid of
cancel
goopy.
Cancel goopy 2023.
Cancel goopy. Okay, we have a question. This seems like a direct fucking attempt at taking us down.
Okay.
This is from one of our friends. Keep that in mind.
Okay.
One of our inner circle.
Ex-friends probably after this question.
And they asked, what role do you think your friends think you play in the group? So, like, we're supposed to guess what our other friends, assuming this person's included in it,
right.
think we play in our friend group.
Oh, I think I'm the...
Like, not who you think, who they think you are in the friend group.
Who they...
Like, what...
This is giving me couldn't care less energy.
Okay, what role do your friends... think you play in the group? So this is like a perspective thing. Like it's like, you know how like
I think they think that I'm like the leader. I'm not kidding. Well, because it's what
the leader
they think
of
I think.
The group?
It's what they think I think.
No, it's what they think of you as in the what
oh.
not what they think you think. And not what you think.
Okay,
let me give you an example. This is not about me or you.
Uh-huh.
But let's say someone was like kind of like the shy person in the group.
Right.
And they thought of themselves as introspective, but the friends thought of them as like the like coy shy one. And I thought that they thought they were just introverted.
Right.
So it's like what you think of them as.
Okay. What are you? He's still like, my brain is like, woo.
Okay. So like, for example, if your friends, our friends,
yeah.
were sitting around in a circle.
Describe
without
it.
Us there.
Yeah.
And someone said to them, what role do you think Sean plays in your friend group?
Okay.
What would they answer?
Okay. Jesus Christ. I should go back to school or learn to read.
I could care less.
I think they would say that I am like some humor.
Okay.
I think yeah. I throw some humor in. And then like the truthful one.
Okay. You deliver the truth.
I think I do deliver the truth.
Okay.
And then also like, depression.
What role does Sean play?
He's the really sad one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I would say humor and like honesty.
Yep. I think that's a fair assessment.
Yeah. What about you?
See, this is tough for me. Like, I guess, because I would love a follow up if they agreed with this, but no one's going to give me a truthful answer back. Do you know what I mean?
I'll give you. You're my friend.
Yeah, I know you will. But like, that's you're the truthful one. Right. See, there you go. Right. There you go. Whereas I feel like the person who answered this question, if they did disagree with my answer,
wouldn't tell you.
They wouldn't tell me.
Who the fuck is this?
I will disclose at the end of it, and they know who they are. They know they're listening. I think that my friends would consider me maybe somewhat of a party starter.
Uh-huh.
Like I bring a lot of energy into the space. I always want to like plan something.
Yeah.
I think they would also consider in line with that me like a planner, like totally. Someone that's like always trying to
plan,
make an activity for the group to get together, you know, buying the tickets, organizing. With that, probably if I'm trying to look on the flip side, potentially like controlling. Mm. Potentially, you didn't even give your flip side, you were just trying to be good to yourself. Probably
there was a flip side.
Yeah, for you maybe there isn't. Probably maybe like thinks like my way is the best way.
Very that one.
Like my way. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh, I want to do this, so we're all going to do this.
See, my flip side is the flip side of being truthful is being opinionated and giving people truths and opinions that they didn't ask for.
Unsolicited opinions.
Very that. And then what's the flip side of humor? Probably not being funny. Never taking things seriously. I don't know.
Yeah. I would see, this is my thing. Like I would love to, because I could sit here and be annoying and like say all the things that I think my friends would say are good about me. I'm sure they'd have plenty of things to say good about me. But like what really goes on behind closed doors?
We don't know. It's also that thing. I know this is so bad and I've talked about this before. I don't really talk that much shit about my friends, but I know that there are friends that like talk shit, but
100%.
I am genuinely psychotically in the state of mind that nobody talks shit about me.
I'm the opposite. I know 1,000% that people talk shit about me.
I'm sure they do, but in my mind,
I don't think people talk shit about you.
Okay.
I've never heard it.
Perfect.
But like, I know I can fucking suss these fuckers out. I'm like, I know that you talk fucking shit. I just like, I feel it in my, right. my, core.
Okay.
And I just know it to be true.
Okay.
So to those listening, I know what you're up to.
I know this person should think of themselves as the pot stirrer, but
yeah, no, I find that fascinating because it's one of those things that like truly I think unless you are ever like on like in a very unique situation, like potentially you were on like a reality show or something like that, where people were doing like diary rooms or
like the viewers are like saying things about you
on Twitter or like whatever. Like I always find that really interesting because obviously no matter who you are, like there's going to be people that are more likable or not, but no matter who you are, people are going to have opinions and people are going to see things about yourself that maybe you've, even if you've acknowledged it, like I feel like I know my bad sides and I acknowledge it about myself, but like no, still none of my friends are saying it to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so I'm like, I know they're there. So you must know they're there in lieu. So like you must be in lieu of saying them to me, saying them about me.
Yeah. I feel like you and I are pretty good at just saying it though, if there is something that comes up.
Oh, I say shit to everyone, but that's what I mean. I'm like, everyone's too rosy back, so you know they're just not saying it straight up.
My fucking mom. The other day I was talking about my breakup.
Love that. Yeah.
And my mom was giving advice. It wasn't unsolicited, but it wasn't necessarily solicited. Yeah. And then I was like kind of talking to her about it and she just went, "Don't get mad at me. You asked." No,
I
was like,
I love that energy. I fucking love that energy.
Yeah.
Good for her.
She collected me.
But yeah, so I feel like it would be, I'm not saying I necessarily want it, but it would be a very unique experience to like be able to like read minds, if you will, in the sense of like actually seeing like what people actually think of you when you're not around. And it's like anyone who knows themselves well enough can guess.
Yeah.
But to like actually hear it would be hard.
I'm like, my therapist has told me.
Oh yeah, for sure. Okay. So that was an interesting question from our, pot stirring friend. since we were all fruits here, aka super gay, which fruit would you be? And what is your fave fruit? I think you'd be a pineapple.
Why? Because my hair sticks up like a pineapple.
Kind of, but I also think like you're fun and like tropical and like good vibes, but you're also like a little prickly.
I get that actually.
So you have a
and when you eat pineapple, pineapple's eating you, so
what?
Draining.
What? What the fuck are you talking
That's
about?
That's why your mouth is itchy when you eat pineapple, because it has like an enzyme that breaks down protein or something.
Holy fuck. Okay.
That's why people's mouths get itchy, because it's literally like breaking down your...
Is your laptop still doing things? I can't see it.
Yeah. Okay. We got to wrap this shit up though. She's leaving the
earth. She's leaving soon? Okay.
What is my favorite fruit?
Oh, sure.
I can tell you what my least favorite fruit is. I am so not a banana person. I put bananas like smoothies, but people that just raw dog a banana can't relate.
Same.
I also really like kiwis, but I eat them with the skin. And
you're a psychopath.
People think that
you're
I'm
an actual serial killer.
Yeah.
Ew, what the fuck? Do you not have a texture issue with that? Like the little fuzzies on your tongue?
I wash the fuzzies off.
I can't handle you.
What do I think you would be?
Yeah. This is my one window into what my friends actually think about me.
I think you would be maybe like a dragon fruit. Cuz like I feel like you're like a pretty rare person.
I'm very
and different. I don't know. I feel like you're a dragon fruit.
I like that. Thank you. Yeah. I'll take it. So you were going to say like tomato or something. So that made me feel
better.
You're
a potato. You're not even, you're a vegetable. No. And I feel like you like you're like softer on the inside than your exterior.
That's true. I try and
play
dragon fruits.
Have you ever cut a fucking dragon fruit open? Some wild shit going on in there.
Yeah. I definitely try and play tough to people like in group settings or if like when I don't really know people, but I'm a little softy.
A little dragon fruit interior.
Okay. My favorite fruit to eat like consistently is probably like strawberries, like any sort of berry.
I changed my answer. I know what my favorite fruit is.
What?
I can't believe I forgot. My favorite fruit is mango.
Oh fuck, but I fuck
not
with mango.
The green ones, the yellow ones.
Not
no, the atufo are so good.
Yeah, so
I could
good. They're having a deal at Whole Foods right now.
You think I don't know that? They always have deals.
Mango week.
Honestly,
mango
week. People always rag on Whole Foods for having expensive shit, but they have some of the best.
If you hit up the right.
Trust me, I'm looking around.
Well, this was an episode.
Yeah, it was an episode.
It was an episode.
It was informative.
Yeah. We answered some hard-hitting questions.
Yeah. We should wrap it up because this computer is dying.
Okay, wherever you're listening, make sure to follow or subscribe. Rate us 5 stars. Please, 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 please. It would be so nice if you did. Thank you so much. Also, follow us on social media at I Can Explain Podcast and personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brian Williamson. You can click the link in our bio for merch and Patreon. And until next time, we will
see you around the neighborhood. See, now we look at camera, Brie.
Oh, shit.